Welcome to the BAM podcast. That's right, BAM, business and money instead of bitching and moaning. This is the 2.0 version of the top three podcast, True Underdog. This will give you an inside look at building a business, overcoming business and personal issues, and most of all, not bitching and buying into this bitch-ass cancel culture lifestyle. I'm tired of it. I'm sure you're tired of it. Take it from me, who I've built three companies and have done over $1 billion in sales in my time. You're going to hear from cool-ass guests as well on my show. You have zero time to bitch, time to make your move. Let's fucking go. Bam. Bam. I'm Jason Waller with the BAM podcast. That's right. Business and money. And we are doing the next episode today. It's called AGB. That's right. AGB stands for Always Getting Better. You can't stay complacent. You can't stay the same. You've got to challenge yourself and push yourself every single day. And I have a motto. If you're 1% better today than you were yesterday, then in a week, you're 7% better. And in a month, you're 30% better. And next year, you're over 360% better. Now, I know that seems like a giant task, right? You get up to the stairs and you go, holy shit, how am I going to get up there? That's AGB. You can't look all the way to the top. You got to lower to the small wins and the stairs. You got to take the stairs, no elevator, and go, I got to be 1% better today. If I did 12 push-ups yesterday, I'm going to do 13. If I did 14 push-ups yesterday, I'm going to do 15. If I went 2 minutes and 1 second in the cryo machine, I'm going to go 2 minutes and 2 seconds in the cryo machine. You need to push yourself every single day, because if you don't and you stay complacent, you don't grow. You start to wither. Nothing. You want to challenge. People go to the gym and they work out because they tear their muscles up and then they repair. You have to tear your brain. You have to tear your emotions, your skill sets. You have to work them and put them to the test in order to grow. That's AGB, right? I call it always getting better. It's one that I live by. I remind myself each and every day. I have a rule in relationships. If the good days outnumber the bad days, we're good. When the bad days outnumber the good days, we need to talk. So think about that. Like, you know, and that's in any relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be a marriage. It could be, you know, your siblings. I also, you know, think that blood doesn't entitle you to have a relationship. I mean, I love my family. You know, I have a good relationship with my family, but there were bumps in the road in my life, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, where I struggled with my parents and one of my siblings, where, you know, my parents felt because they were blood related, they were entitled to see the grandkids. And, you know, I had an issue with my circle being disrespected, meaning me, my wife, my kids, and felt like it doesn't entitle you to anything. A relationship is mutual, right? A relationship is I give and you get and I get. And you get to decide who you want to have a relationship with, okay? So that's my feeling on that. And I think that in AGB, always getting better, in order to make your relationships better, in order to make your friendships better, in order to make your marriage better, you need to challenge yourself to be a little bit better. Like I said, 1% is not a lot. 1% more today than yesterday. And tomorrow, fucking 1% more than you are today. It's pretty simple. And I know it seems super fucking simple. But if you literally write down, hey, you know, here's some of the fucking things I can measure that I did yesterday, let me do a little bit more today. I've been doing that a lot lately. Like, I go to the gym, you know, I eat like shit. I play for a tie, right? I work out all the time, but I just eat bad. But lately I've been trying to eat a lot better. But I'll go to the gym and I'll put like 90 pounds on each side and do like 12 reps. And then I'm like, all right, fuck that. You know, 3 sets of 12. And I'm like, you know what? Tomorrow or the next time I do chest, I'm going to do 13. And then I did that. And then the next time I did chest, I did 14. I'm like, holy shit. But that's just me keeping myself accountable, right? You have to keep yourself accountable. Like, how many times do you tell your kids you love them? Like, I have to remind myself, like, you get busy in life, and life shouldn't be this busy where I have to, like, make sure I text them, hey, I love you. How are things going? What's going on? You know, if I only text once a week, I need to do better and start text, you know, 1.5 times a week and then 2 times a week. Like, you have to challenge yourself to get better. And I know that might seem, we only text your kids once a week. I'm talking about out of the blue, randomly, hey, I love you. And I think that, you know, all of us in life get too busy. We could do a better job of telling those that we love them, and telling those that we're thankful for, thank you. We have to do a better job of that. But listen, as this rule applies to life. There's, you know, if there are more wins than losses, you keep going and you focus on the wins. Develop ways to keep track of your business growth. So maybe you're in sales or maybe you're running a company and you've got to look at those small wins and you got to stack them against those losses where the wins are outnumbering the losses. And that's when you keep going. You don't dwell on the losses. You keep stepping and you'll get there. One stair at a time, always getting better. Always getting better is a simple way to remember to take the stairs and not the elevator. And I think too many times people, it gets hard and they quit or they sabotage themselves or they get discouraged and their confidence lowers. And I think one of the biggest problems with not taking the steps is that you put yourself in a position where you're actually held hostage, right? So I'll give you an example. You're building a business and you hire a badass installer. He's the shit. And he comes in, he crushes it, whatever your job is, whatever career business you have. Let's call this one HVAC. You do ACs and heat and air. And this guy's a badass. And you're building your business and he's your badass, but all of a sudden, because he knows he's your badass and because you've put yourself in a position to be held hostage because you're not taking the steps, you're cheating, you're just hiring, you know, you hired him and didn't grow any other people. You just took the easy way out instead of grooming people and having a, you know, having what I call a bench strength, right? You got a badass installer and then you got one that's learning from him and then you got one that's learning from your number two and you got one that's, you want to stack this bench because most things aren't always forever. And so now all of a sudden this top installer is at a point to where he's like, look, you got to pay me more money. I know I'm your best one and you got to pay me more money. Well, now you're held hostage. And if you didn't build bench strength of your number two and your number three and your number four, then you're asked out, right? You're held hostage. You're having to pay this guy more. You're having to compromise your business, compromise your morals, compromise your goals in order to feed his ego, in order to feed his want. Now it's okay if someone's working their ass off and you negotiate and you want to compensate someone more. But when someone puts you in a corner or someone holds you hostage in order, you pay me more or else I'm leaving. You do this or I know that, you know, you don't have anybody else. I'm all you've got. It happens in business all the time. And I've been burned many times of being too loyal, of being too trustworthy and naive and getting burned by certain people. I'll bring up a gentleman that worked for me in a couple companies and I used to consider a friend. I don't now. And, this gentleman, you know, when things got tough, he bailed, he lied and he was sneaky. And I gave him a direct order in order to help the business and some things that he should have done, with, you know, getting rid of certain people or, you know, managing certain markets or, you know, little things like that, that he could have really made a difference on. And just blatantly, he had his ego there. He had his agenda there. And then I didn't really have a replacement for this guy, kind of put a lot of faith in him, kind of put a lot of resources in him. And then he just bounced and left everybody hanging. It was tough. Right. And so you got to learn from things like that. And that's not the first time. It won't be the last time that I get burned. People get burned all the time. But what I took from that situation is, look, it's not about friendship. It's not about love. It's not about relationship. When you're running a business, it's about your customers. When you're running a business, it's about your brand. When you're running a business, it's about your employees and what's good for the entire circle here of life, not what's good for that Yahoo or that Yahoo. And so regardless of the relationship or regardless of things. And so I think that's a big deal of, you know, running a few companies in my life and learning different aspects of the business to where, and different things of people to where I can get better, because this situation, it may seem, you know, grim and dark and suck, but really coming out of that, it's like, hey, look, now I just know I have to build my own bench strength and not put so much on people and not put so much trust on people when I'm building a business. But really, you got to treat that business as a business, right? It's that person. You got the blockades, you got to build there. You got to build that foundation, and the foundation's built on key people smarter than you. Like I always say, hire smarter than you in different areas, but then make sure that you've hired their replacement. You're not looking to replace them. You're always always challenging them to replace themselves and move up in the company, because what you're doing is you're building depth, you're building bench strength, you're getting people in to fill in when something else happens, because life happens. People go through divorces, people have issues with their family, people get sick of working there, people want to go do their own thing. This is part of life, and you can't take it personally, but you have to be prepared for that. You can't put all your trust or all your eggs in one basket. Building the depth and building the foundation is important. That is AGB, baby. That is always getting better. That's how you're getting better in your business, and that's how you're getting better in your life, as you're building these foundational pieces and you're continuing to layer it on, or what I like to say, taking the stairs and not the elevator. So it's super, super important that you do that. You have to be patient in situations, right? You can't, it's okay sometimes to slow down. I am a high energy, let's go fucking crush it right now. Like, let's go, that's me, right? But I have to sometimes slow down and say, okay, let me think about this. How do I want to do this? How am I going to do this? What is this effect? You know, what are the things I can learn? Can I trust the process? Can I keep walking up these stairs and make sure that I keep my vision and my goals intact? You know, you have to be able to challenge yourself through situations, right? And you have to be able to push yourself. You know, there are times that you feel like you're getting worse, right? There are times that you feel like, man, you know, I was really good at that before and now I'm not so good anymore. And unless you're in sports and you're aging out, this, I mean, you know, and I feel bad for those guys, then this is, it's almost impossible to get worse, because every experience has given you knowledge. Every failure is giving you wisdom and skill set to not have that same exact failure, but to learn from it and do better from it. And I think that, you know, as a society, we struggle and think that if I fail, I'm actually bad. I'm getting worse than I used to be. And I disagree 1,000%. I think as you fail or you struggle or you hit blockades or you have experiences where you don't get the results you want, but you're continuing to learn, then I think that you can utilize that experience and that knowledge and the skill sets that you're training. It's like working out, right? To always get better, to push yourself to the next results. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think everybody should focus on is it's that when you walk up to a big challenge or you walk up to your goals, like people have dream goals and then people have like small goals. And I think, you know, a lot of people, I mentioned in a couple shows already, the fear factor, right? People are scared of failure, you know, the fear of failure. And I think that if people change the word fear with faith, and rather than I'm fearful this will happen, but how about I'm faithful this will happen, rather than the glass is half empty, but the glass is half full, rather than, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this, I am going to be able to do this. Like changing those mindsets, those words, your feelings internal, like fear and, you know, fear and faith cannot coexist. They just can't. It's almost impossible, right? In the Bible, and I'm not trying to preach the Bible here all the time, but faith's described in Hebrews 11:1 as being a certain of what we do not see, right? And that is, let me rephrase that. So faith and fear cannot exist together. Faith is described in Hebrews 11:1 as being certain of what we do not see. Think about that. Faith. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. Faith is something we don't see, but we believe in. Flip that around, right? You know, faith is a gift. On the other hand, fear, simply stated, is unbelief or weak belief. As unbelief gains the upper hand in our thoughts, fear takes hold of our emotions. Think about that. I've got faith, I'm going to be successful. I've got faith, she's going to go out with me. I've got faith, my kids are going to do good school. I've got faith, the Detroit Lions are eventually going to win a Super Bowl, right? I've got faith, I've got faith, I've got faith. I'm positive, I'm optimistic, I'm thinking, I'm ready. You know, bam, I have fear. I'm fearful that I'm not going to be able to succeed at this business. I'm fearful that she's not going to go out with me. I'm fearful my kids are going to struggle in school. I'm fearful the Lions will never win a Super Bowl. Like, I'm just giving you an example. Faith continues to grow when you continue to believe. And I think if you're always going to get better, AGB, you have to have faith. And I'll say it again. Faith is certain of what we do not see. So we believe in it, but we can't see it. And fear, again, okay, is the opposite. It's the unbelief. It's takes a hold of our emotions, makes you sick to your stomach, gives you anxiety, stresses you out, makes you erratic, puts you in flight or fight mode. And look, we all get scared. We all have some kind of fear. I have fear. Like, there are things that scare me. I'm like, dude, like, this stuff doesn't make sense. What, you know, what's going on with this? Oh my goodness. But then I try to breathe. I try to slow it down. I try to reset my mind and say, okay, how can I eliminate this fear? And how can I AGB always get better? And part of that always getting better is making sure that I believe in myself and I have faith in myself and I have faith in things doing good. Because I always, like, I tell my kids, like, you know, my son's like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. And I'm like, well, you're right. Also, I'm not. Well, if you think you're not, you're probably not, right? You're just probably not. He has fear. And then his fear turns to disappointment, disengagement, disbelief. You know, he knows he's going to get bad results. Like, I'm just not going to be able to make team, whatever, whatever, whatever. But when you have faith, you have confidence, you have belief, you see it, you got to see it. You got to manifest it, right? That's the only way it starts to happen for you. In all aspects of life, that's how you continue to get better. You got to see it. And that's why I said it's important to measure your results and things that you can measure them on. Things that are tangible that you can measure, like if it's working out, if it's dieting, if it's relationship things, and how many times you say I love you, or how many times that you make an effort, how many people you called today to try to sell, or how many people you called today if you're a recruiter, or, you know, how many ads you put out, or whatever you're doing in business or life. You got to push yourself 1% better every day. But you got to have faith in yourself and faith in the process and faith in what it is you want to do. It's very important, right? Everybody's got real problems. I think some people like to pretend that they don't have problems. They'll be on social media and they'll be like, look, like, you know, my life is great. Look at me. La, 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 la. That's the reason I hate social media. I mean, I try to share some knowledge on there or some excitement or funny pictures or things I'm doing or, you know, trying to, you know, show you got to keep your head up no matter what's going on and people say and be positive, enjoy life, you know, live, you know, like tomorrow's not here, right? Put all the effort in, right? And, you know, it. Some people, you know, just quit living. You know, they just kind of check in their time card and just they quit being excited. You know, they quit trying to be better, AGB. They're not trying to always get better. They're just whatever. They're clocking out their card and they're done. And I feel bad for those kind of people. I feel bad because, you know, they're not being able to be their best version of themselves and dig in deep to get to the next level of what they want to do in life or how they want to challenge themselves in life or, you know, how they want to measure themselves. They don't even give a shit about measuring themselves. They just don't fucking care. And they're like, you can't make everybody want to do better. I wish we could. I wish we could, you know, drop some pixie dust on everybody and everybody be like, fuck yeah, let's get better in this life. But they won't. They won't. Some people use every excuse. They play the victim card. They do whatever they can to not get to the next level. And you just don't waste your energy on those kind of folks. Focus on people that are like-minded like you. Focus on people who want to level up. Focus on people who want to AGB, always get better. Those are the folks you got to focus on. Those are the folks that you want to surround yourself with. I'm a big believer of being around people that, like I said, are smarter than me and people that are more successful than me. I like to learn from them. Then that doesn't mean I'm not going to hang out with somebody or be friends with or love or care about people that, you know, aren't as successful as me. Like, I have friends from all over the spectrum. Some have a little bit of money. Some have okay money. Some of them are really well off. Some of them are uneducated. Some of them are semi-educated. Some of them are super educated. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about their education. I don't give a shit about their skin color. I don't give a shit about their background. I don't give a shit about how much money they make. You know what I give a shit about? How do they treat me? How do they make me better? When I walk in to a room of these friends of mine, my acquaintances as well. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. I like to be around people that somehow, some way, people that those folks are making me better. Because I learn from all kinds of walks of life. I can have a conversation with somebody at the gym and go, wow, dude, that dude just dropped dimes. Wow. Just learn something from that guy. I could go to an event and learn from, you know, somebody much more wise than me and older than me, have tons of experience, you know, and I love to do that back. I love to give back because remember, everybody has their experience in life, has their skill sets, has what they're great at, has their superhero abilities. And you've got to be able to apply and give those back to the people that you surround yourself with and pull from what they can give back to you. And that's how AGB, always getting better, continues to happen, is because you're learning and you're coaching and you're challenging yourself. Because all the know-it-alls, man, if I had some advice when I was younger, I'd have crushed it in my early 30s rather than my, you know, late 30s, early 40s. You know, you have to be able to be humble. You have to be able to know that you're not great at everything, but you're great at a few things. You have to be able to take constructive criticism. Like my wife went to me the other day. You know, I got frustrated with my oldest, Hannah. For those listeners out there, you know, Hannah's my 24-year-old. She's got two kids. So I'm a grandpa, or as I like to say, a gilf, you know, a grandpa I'd like to feed. Right. You know, we have a different dynamic relationship because, you know, we were so young when we had Hannah. And so, you know, my wife and me, we're not as good a parents, in my opinion, to Hannah as we are with our youngest, Christian, who's 12, right? And we got two in between, Mackenzie, who's 18, and London, who's 15. And, you know, that's what happens with knowledge and wisdom and experience and failure. You become better parents as you age, right? You're usually a better parent or better team with your younger kids and your older kids. And it's unfortunate. The older kids are like test dummies. Like, oh, do they bounce off the wall? Oh shit, they're still living. Okay, can they swim? Like, yeah, I'm kidding, but I'm not. Like, literally, they're test dummies, right? And I feel bad because I sometimes sense my oldest gets a little jealous, you know, because her life was a little different. I'm the oldest too in my family. And you know, I hate that. I try to coach her not to, and it's natural, right? It's natural that she gets disappointed feeling and like, oh, I wish I was able to do that. And, you know, I'm a hard ass. And so I'm a girl dad of three girls, but I suck with empathy. Right. And, you know, my wife's always telling me, hey, you're the guy. It's like, wipe it off. You're fine. Put a Band-Aid on it. Get through it. You know, I'm just like a tough, hard-nosed dad. And she's like, you've got to be more sensitive. Sometimes these, you know, your daughters want to be validated, even if they're wrong, and they want to be heard, even if they're wrong. And I had to sit down and swallow that and go, holy crap. Like, she's right. Like, here I am a hard ass and my oldest is upset about some stuff going on in her life. And I'm like, Hannah, you're just going to have to shake it off and do this and do that. And Hannah gets upset. And so my wife says, like, look, like, you're going to have to learn to be a better girl dad. Like, she's like, you and your son, you're like best friends, BFFs, go to cryo, go to football, do all this, do all that, blah, 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 blah. But your girls, and the girls have my heart. Like, I love the girls. Not that I don't love my son, but their daddy's girls. Like, I love them. Like, I don't want them. I don't like them dating boys. I want to rip the fuckers' heads off. I want to beat the shit out of the boys. Like, I don't like that. Like, I want them to be safe. I want them to be happy. I want them to feel protected. But my girls are also pretty tough because, you know, I've kind of built them kind of tough, right? Those girls, they don't take a lot of shit and they go. But when they struggle, I've got to learn more empathy, more sympathy. AGB, always getting better. How can I make myself better? Well, here's my wife giving me constructive criticism and says, look, you've got to be better. You've got to listen and validate her feelings rather than just tell her what she's got to do better or what she's got to work on, or not to waste her energy in complaining and negativity, which I still 1,000% think people waste their time in negativity and complaining, like 1,000%. But what I'm learning, right, AGB, always getting better, is that I can give a few moments, right, and allow them to vent, complain, and help them pick up the pieces. And then educate and coach and a little pat get on the way by giving them some wisdom. And she brought up, she's like, you know, you get frustrated when she calls and asks our opinion for everything. And she's 24. That's what my wife said to me. And she said, but you used to call your dad all the time till you were like mid-20s, everything. And your dad would listen. And she's right. I'm like, holy shit, you're right. Like, because I, you know, you expect your kids, you know, oh, they got this, and they don't. And so sometimes you got to have a reality check. And I share these things with you guys out there, your listeners, so you can understand it. And it's relatable, right? That everybody hits bumps in the road and everybody has their own issues and everybody has their own, struggles that they need to, you know, be better at. But if you follow that AGB rule, that always getting better rule and mindset, and you're having faith instead of fear, it's never too late. You can focus now on putting the work into where you're lacking, right? And like for me, I've got to listen to the girls and validate, let them be validated more rather than just, I'm a solutions guy. Like, that's your problem? Bam, here's your fucking solution. Let's go. Sometimes girls don't want just solutions. They want to be able to be heard. They want to be able to bitch. They want to be able to let things go. And not just girls, but anybody. But like my girls, that's what they want to do. And so it's like, all right, I got to do that for them. I got to be better. So I'm challenging myself, AGB. And hopefully next time I talk about AGB, my ass is better. Hopefully I'm 1% better every day. So when I come out here and I chat with you guys and I say things, I'm like, you guys, I brought this up before in a previous episode. But now, motherfucker, I am listening. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And shit is better, right? Because you got to get better. On a business standpoint, you know, I'm trying to figure out some things of what I'm going to do in business and what I want to do with your consulting or take a gig or whatever. But I'm realizing that the last 7 or 8 years in the solar business, and as fast as we grew and drinking from the fire hydrant, I had to grow with the company, that sometimes you outpace a lot of those that you worked with before. And so when you kind of talk to some of those folks, you want to do some of those things, you're like, holy shit, like we're in different planets here. And I've got to bring, you know, educate or move them up faster or be able to, what my boy David Meltzer always says, know your room and start in the basement, work your way up. And so I'm trying to adapt to some of that when I'm talking to people about business ideas and business opportunities. And you know, I've been in La La Land, you know, pitching 200 companies for private and public, you know, a public transaction or public or private money for, you know, Pink Power Home for 2 years, over 200 presentations and 54 offers. So you're talking to the who's, right? To now, nothing against these people. Like I said, I love all people. But now I'm talking and bring shit up and it's like, oh, they don't know what that is. Fuck. Okay, hold on. Let me explain that. So you got to start in the basement, and that's always getting better. Being able to adapt, knowing your audience, knowing your customer, knowing your peers, knowing the room when you walk in it. You got to walk in a fucking room and you got to know it, and then you got to own it. It's your room. You got to take that motherfucker over. Now, I'm going to challenge everybody on AGB. I'm going to challenge everybody to take notes right now. I want you to write down three things, not one, not two, but three fucking things that you did today that you can measure. And I want you to pay attention to that. And I want you to do those same three things tomorrow, but I want you to be 1% better. And then I want you to keep that going for at least 7 days. That's my challenge to all the listeners out there. For 7 days, I want you to write three things down starting today and what your results were. It could be working out, could be eating, it could be phone calls made, it could be sales oriented, it could be business oriented, whatever it is that you can measure. Write it down. And every day I want to see 1% growth. And in a week, I want to see 7% growth. And give feedback. Hit me up on Instagram, DM, send messages to the email, whatever. You know, put posts or reviews on the podcast show and give that feedback. But put it on paper and hold yourself accountable for the next week and see what happens. And after you do it a week, try to do it a month. And after you do it a month, the rest is history. I promise. All right, we'll catch you next week. Bam! That's the end of the podcast here, show for the BAM, the Business and Money Podcast. You can check us out on Spotify, iHeart, CastBox, Apple, Google, you name it, all of them. Also check out our YouTube channel, the BAM Podcast Show, which is the Business and Money Show. Make sure you check it out. That's a wrap. Bam!